Greetings, fellow aviator. Carl here. Welcome back to Talk 7 in our series of basic meditation instruction for airline pilots. In today's talk, we'll explore the value of not scratching the itch. In Talk 3, I mentioned the goal to set the intention to stay put, to not move during meditation, and resist the urge to scratch that itch. But why is this important? After all, we're supposed to be comfortable during meditation, right? And itches are definitely uncomfortable. If you're working out on a piece of exercise equipment in the gym, you make yourself as comfortable as possible, but being comfortable isn't the goal. Personal growth, physical and mental, tends to happen outside our comfort zone. Quite often, the discomfort we experience during meditation is exaggerated by our mind, and then we fixate on it. Ever pick up a box with both hands and suddenly realize that your nose itches? You may not have noticed a nose itch for the past week, but as soon as you pick up that damn box, there it is. Similarly, the moment we sit down to meditate and set the intention to stay put, we remind ourselves that we can't move or scratch, and boom, discomfort and itch happen. By doing nothing, we're training our habit-driven mind that its need for immediate gratification has to wait. Our body and mind rebel, like telling a 3-year-old that a cookie is for after dinner. If the parent keeps giving in to the child never learns the art of restraint or delayed gratification. Itches have a beginning and an end. Contrary to what our agitated mind wants to believe, itches will go away on their own. If we keep scratching and shifting our position during meditation, we'll tend to remain more distracted. In other words, shifting position and scratching the itch trains the mind to stay agitated. Giving in to the spoiled brat reinforces reactivity and fixation. The opposite of mindfulness and SA. In the Ernest Gann novel, Fate is the Hunter, the main character is hand-flying an instrument approach in bad weather. The training captain sitting next to him keeps lighting matches under his nose. It's an example of the Zen master giving his student the ultimate test in not scratching the itch. That's a dramatic display of non-reactivity, stability in the face of adversity, and an open, inclusive awareness. Qualities that can be improved by working out in our mental gym. This is what we'll be working with as we begin today's guided meditation. Settle into a comfortable, alert posture. Gently close your eyes and relax the area around your eyes. Relax your jaw, your shoulders, and your belly. Check in by moving your CG of awareness out of the world of thinking and into the embodied experience of a body breathing. Right here, right now. Use whatever technique works for you. Deep breathing with counting, focusing on the sensation of the breath, sensations in the body, contact points. I'll give you a minute to find your anchor or attitude indicator on your own. Now that we've settled and established the intention to stay still, We're like a naturalist at the edge of a watering hole waiting for the wildlife to show up. As we hold still, itch shows up. Notice it. Itch. Be curious. What's it feel like? Notice the strong desire to scratch, then watch it fade. If there's discomfort, notice it. Notice the urge to move, then allow it to fade. Thinking, a proliferation of thoughts. Notice that. Move your CG of awareness back to the watering hole, lower, in the body, and observe. Be open, curious, and non-reactive. Open, inclusive, relaxed stability of mind. Go ahead and practice on your own for a minute, down by the watering hole, the naturalist, observing the human experience. What's it like? Ending this meditation, you can slowly open your eyes. As you do this, notice how you feel. By not immediately giving in, we're inserting that helpful pause between stimulus, itch or discomfort, and response, scratching or moving. In meditation, we're breaking old, habit-driven, autopilot modes of thinking and behavior. We're changing or interrupting our stressful, distracted, and reactive momentum of mind over and over again. As we do this, our mind settles and we begin to gain insight into how and why we suffer. We see firsthand that our life, as it actually is, isn't the problem. It's how we relate to it, often with expectation bias, reactivity, and negativity that makes us suffer. That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and I hope you find this useful.